So the spiritual life is about transcending the belief in ourselves as separate from others and entering deeply into a relation with everything that is. And if you do that, the only expression of that kind of wisdom, the only expression of that realization of going beyond the self, is love. That's the only expression of the spiritual life. That's all that can happen. And in a way, this is what the Dharma practice is all about. It's about loving others more and more. It's about metta. So if we keep breaking down in the spiritual life, if we keep breaking down the barriers between self and others, the only thing that can happen, the only expression of that, will be a desire to contribute to the well-being of others and to contribute to the well-being of the world. If you aren't getting that, you're not practicing. If you're not becoming kinder, you're not doing it. It's not working. You need to do something else. Something needs to change. And it's funny because, like, I do really, really care about people in the Sangha. And I do really care about people practicing. And what I look for in our Sangha, what really fills me with joy, is not actually that people, you know, come and talk about Buddhist philosophy or some really abstract part of what book they've read, you know, that, which is great. I mean, I love philosophy, I love Buddhist philosophy and whatever. It's really great that they do those things, but actually that doesn't move me. What moves me about Sheffield Sangha is when someone picks up someone else's mat at the end of a Tuesday night and puts it away for them. What really moves me is when people come along and they leave those bunches of mad-looking vegetables that no one knows what they are and says, please help yourself. That's Dharma practice. That's the real deal. It's not all this, I've got this in this statement and, you know, I've read this in this book. It's actually completely mad vegetables. That's the sum, that's the culmination of the spiritual life, that's the path and that's the goal. So, you know, if you really want to know if you're practicing, you can ask yourself every day, every minute of every day, am I becoming kinder? Am I being kinder? Am I contributing to the well-being of others, to the well-being of the world? In the mind training, the little explanation by Jamgon Kongtrul about all Dhamma practice has one purpose, a very terse Tibetan style, is, since the purpose of all Dhamma is simply to tame ego clinging, as you practice Dhamma, ego clinging should decrease. If your efforts in Dharma do not counteract ego clinging, your practice is meaningless. Since this is the one criterion that determines whether Dharma practice is effective or not, it is said to be the yardstick by which a Dharma person is measured. Kindness and going beyond yourself to include others. That's what it's all about. The problem is about this is that, well, I don't know about anyone else, but I'm not enlightened, and I haven't really gone beyond my limited self-view. You've heard this before, I'm going to say it again. Though. If you listen really, really closely in the universe, there's one mantra that sounds. If you listen really closely, you can hear what it is. It's always sounding, again and again, through everything. Through the wind, through the buildings, through the sunlight. And that mantra goes something like this. It goes, me, 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 me. That's what that mantra does. And if we're not careful, we're going to bring that straight wholesale into the spiritual life. And the spiritual life will become another version of the big mantra of me. When I was little, if you went on and on about yourself, my family would go, oh, it seems like you've got a little bit of me-itis today. A little bit of case of me-itis, have we? And if we're not careful, we'll just bring that me-itis into the spiritual life. So the spiritual life has a near enemy, and a near enemy is something that looks like the spiritual life, but actually isn't it. And the near enemy of the spiritual life is self-indulgent individualism. And this is the magical practice. The magical practice refers to, it's a bit like you use the Dharma as some kind of formula, some kind of magical formula by which you will benefit yourself. So it's a bit like, if I do the metta bhavana, then I'll become a happy, healthy human being. And people will like me. And, you know, they might fancy me. It's probably good. And, you know, I'll just be pretty groovy. You know, I'll just have a really nice life. And it's all about me. And that's where it kind of begins and ends. So it's kind of magical practice. I kind of sometimes think it's a bit like an advert, you know. Hey, if you want to be happier, if you want to have more friends and be more integrated, then practice the Dharma. you know, it's all about me. It's sort of about what I'm going to get out of it. And, you know, God, I've got it just as much as everyone else. That's what people get, you know. That's the pity of the spiritual life. But what we end up doing is we kind of justify our own likes and dislikes, our own desires, our own ego clinging, as it were, in terms of the spiritual life. So it's like, you know, all sorts of rationalisation. I can't help you, or I don't want to come to the centre because I need to balance my energies. You know, it's all those kind of things where it's actually just about, you know, it's not because you're just tired or you're ill or you don't feel like it or you don't want to come. But we use all these kind of justifications for not really engaging because, you know, well, I want to sit in my room and meditate. You know, the Dharma has to contain an element of going beyond yourself. It has to. And I sometimes think about this in terms of the centre. You know, there's times when I just think, oh my God, I just can't be bothered. And I feel really tired, I feel really low, all I want to do is hide under my duvet. And I think, right, okay, well, I'm going to come to the centre anyway. So I come to the centre, and actually I always leave inspired. I always leave inspired and energised and happy. And it's not necessarily the content, but it's actually the mere fact that I have to go beyond myself. I have to go beyond my likes and dislikes and actually enter into something that's bigger. And that's what's a really important practice for me.